The bill requires the Department of Corrections to provide evidence-based treatment to inmates with addictions. Committee Chairman Senator Stuart Greenleaf explained why he introduced the measure.
About 20% of the individuals who are incarcerated in our prisons have mental illness issues, and now the new figure is 70. I always heard 80, but between 70 and 80% of our prison inmates have some degree of substance abuse, addiction.
The bill also requires the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs to provide training and curricula for health care professionals regarding the detection and treatment of addiction. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Quicko.